Okay, let me tell you what was in that last set of new music, and then we will turn the mighty WRCT Air Studio over to Zombo. We started that set off with Edwin Everhart and Friends. That was track 12 off of their recent release on Groundhog Day. After that, we had Pittsburgh's The Blues Orphans doing Up on the Highway from Who Ate My Sandwich. And last but not least, we had the Ladies of... What are they ladies of? Do we know? Anyhow, the name of the song was All Hell Breaks Loose, and that was off of their recent release, Coming Out of Our Tenderness. That's going to do it for me. We will be back next week. We're going to do songs related to Alexander Berkman and Emma Goldman and Henry Clyde Frick and all the people down in Homestead. That's what we'll do next week. And thanks, everybody, for listening. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
That is the way to start things off right here. Zombo in Your Brain, Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds, A Beast, A Priest. That's today's show. Not beasts, but priests. The next layer of the pyramid of pyramid of civilization. Yeah, that's one. It's the wrong pyramid. I got another pyramid coming up after this series. That's going to be like the pyramid of food. The food pyramid we always brought up. But that'd be a fun pyramid to do that. They got the grains and all this. But we got to muscle through like 5 more weeks of the pyramid of civilization. And right now, it's preachers, priests, deacons, things of that nature. Quote-unquote holy men. Basically their job is to just keep people from freaking out. That's basically all religion does. It just keeps people from freaking out. You know, you tell them a nice little story. You kind of try and make sense of this nonsense that the world is. You kind of make them feel like, you know, they're going to have some nice reward. And you're going to make them, just not freak out. That's basically what religion does to most people. It keeps them from freaking out and going, oh, my God, what is this? What is this thing? My God, what have I done? You know? Hurling through a rock in space. It's creepy. It is creepy. So needless to say, let's just get into it, man. Like I'm just doing it. If I Were a Priest, Robin Hitchcock. In Your Brain, RCT.
Please don't look. this land. She came to California, built a temple mighty and grand.
get away, yeah.
Gotta say though, the music of priests and preachers and all that, I like this stuff. Some really good tunes. We heard in the background, I'm not playing the whole thing for you because I know it's the fall and it's a 7-minute song, Hip Priest. So I wanted to just talk over that. What we got? We had Indian Priest by Injun Joe. Before that, we heard Stan Ridgway, Priestess of the Promised Land, the Raymen. Did the preteen high priestess. We heard, what else? The Priest's Tale by I. Monster. If You Were a Priest, Robin Hitchcock. Wow, that's pretty good stuff. So today's show, today's theme is all religious men or gals, religious men, gals, whatevs. And it is part of the Pyramid of Civilization. Zombo writing your brain. Today is July the 11th, 2025. Just in case you need me to be your calendar. Yeah. So what's happening, man? I'll tell ya. Pot this down a little bit more. So just, it's one of these days, man. Get those days, just kind of feel like teetering. You know, you're excited, maybe. You're about something, and you're kind of reserved about things, and you just, I don't know. I got the line from old blues songs. I wanna shout, but the town's too small. That was one of those lines. All right, let me tell you something here. What we got here? Bad their futures. People are talking about the. Nah, I don't wanna talk about it. I don't talk about that. All right. Wow. Some of this stuff just isn't. It just isn't. It's just words on a page. I'm trying to make them where it's just something. Because you'll hear a lot of like DJs come in all over. They just read off the page. They put the words in. They write it down. And then you're done. And he said, I did my public service announcement. But it meant nothing. It brought nothing to the table. It brought nothing as far as information. It brought nothing as far as insight. And it brought nothing as far as entertainment. He just kind of was waiting for, okay, just play another song. Or say something else. Oh, like stuff like car seat. Taking the tough classes in school. Ponderous. Putting out a fire with water. You know better than that, right? Right? According to the Fire Prevention Association, they say cooking is half the fires in the residence hall. And the residents better watch it. Cooking is the leading cause of fire-related injuries. So, now, here's the thing, man. If you're in college, and I got to tell you to never leave your cooking unattended, and stay focused and alert while you're cooking, and never put water on the grease fire, you know, maybe you shouldn't be in college. Maybe you should just not have a college degree. If you don't know these things and you're in college, and you're putting water on your grease fire, maybe engineering isn't the future you should be looking into. You know? Maybe you should be a priest. Turn that water into wine. Have a sip down. That's the thing. You know about like saints? This is kind of crazy. You know how you got to be a saint? So basically, the funny thing is, humans haven't changed. You know, the gods have changed. You know, there's a new god. But it's the same thing. For example, we always had, like, all the Greek gods. Let's go back to the Greek gods. And they're like, you know, oh, they had, the Athena, or whatever, the hunting, or gathering, you know, that kind of thing. You pray to this god, or you get, and then this thing happened. You know, you prayed to the Apollo, and you got a sunshine day. That kind of thing. Well, there's people that still do that. You ever have someone go, oh my gosh, I lost my phone. I better pray to St. Joseph. If I pray to St. Joseph, I'll get my phone back. Do you realize how insane that sounds? Or they go, oh my gosh, I got this hopeless cause. I want to pray to St. Jude. Which, you know, Danny Thomas actually made a whole career out of that St. Jude thing. It's interesting. It's the same thing with a different hat. You know, we haven't really gotten out of the whole Greek mythology thing. You know, all of the gods have been replaced with other gods. You know, I know all religions are different. But man, not a lot of difference. And these people will, like, fight to the death to say that they're the right guy. 3,000 religions that we know of. 3,000 religions. You know. Which one? Which one of the 3,000 of these man-made religions? And that's the thing. People always say, well, I heard this voice in my head. You know what? You know, still there's voices in their head? Crazy people. Crazy people hear voices in their head. So, yeah, the whole thing with priests and stuff, because it was just like, you know, and if God's speaking to you, man, I'd be scared. You know, if you hear that voice, whoo, man, you start hearing voices, you say, ah, God told me to do this. It's usually not something very good, you know? What else I got to tell you about? AARP, all right? There's some caregiver tips and tools, aarp.org.caregiving. Now, there you go. 5-second PSA, and there you go. If you need caregiving tips, tools, and articles, you can go to aarp.org.caregiver. And a lot of people don't know what to do. There's a lot of people taking care of old folks, and they have no idea what to do. There's this crazy dude that I used to work with. I don't know what went down with him and his mom, but there were criminal charges passed. This is a while ago, a long while ago. And some odd reason, I don't know, but according to the police, they washed their mom's hair in some kind of weird solvent. I don't know if her mom got, like, you know, tar in her hair or whatever, and it killed her. I don't know what it was, this weird solvent they put on her hair to try and wash her hair. Somehow she got poisoned. I don't know what happened, but it was crazy. They didn't talk too much about that at work the next day. You know, guy took some time off. But yeah, yeah, I don't know how to take care of old people, man. They're pretty fragile. You know, you just can't shove them down the steps like you used to. I'm feeling it now. Hey, baby. So, this has been bugging me. Parking meters. Parking meters. Why do we have to pay to park? It's things that we get every day just because it's that way. That's how life is. Life is put you that way. And then, like, that's why babies always are crying, because they can't figure out all this nonsense that's happening. You know, crying, what is all this? And then, you know, then you're like drilled into, okay, these are what parking meters are for. Parking on the street should be free. I mean, we pay taxes for the streets, right? And we pay. And the other thing is too, goes, well, how? What do these go for? Well, it pays for the guys doing the ticketing, the parking meter guys. Well, why don't we just not have the parking meter guys and no parking meters, and we don't have to worry about paying them, paying to park? And that is like another tax on poor people, you know. That is another tax on poor people. Like, oh yeah, it's nothing for me to park here and, you know, spend like $3 or $4. Some people don't have $3 or $4 to spend to park. Not cool. And there's always the guy. You always walk down the street, and there's always the guy sticking his finger in the coin slot to see if anybody put a quarter in and got it out. Always that guy. You know, I always just thought it'd be fun to put a mouse trap in there. I was just sick like that. That was a good practical joke, you know? This is what you want. Somebody wanting a quarter, and then they get a broken finger. Sounds hilarious. But yeah, I don't get that. I don't get this whole, like, parking meter, parking, pay to park. And then the people got, like, for example, if you go to, like, a football game or some kind, parking's $50. Well, how are we, why are we standing for that? Why is that even a thing? You know, it is weird. It is weird the things we accept just because it's in our face. You know, just because it's in our face and it's there every day, it's like, oh, okay, Oh, I get it. I'll just have to pay $50 for this. Really? How about the Atom Smasher? That's a show. It's supposed to be radioactive decay, but the lab coats and the readings, and they could all be inexplicably explained with a breakdown of the beats. Another RCT variety show. Music to freak out to every Monday, 8 to 9 p.m. Who comes in for an 8 to 9 show? 1 hour on a Monday. Could be out there putting $2 on a parking meter. Actually, you don't have to pay for parking past 6 o'clock. That's another thing. It's these dumb rules. Oh, now you don't have to pay. Well, it's 1 minute after six. 1 minute after six, though. How is that parking space any different? Unless you're the guy that parks in front of the Evergreen Cafe. That dude parks there all the time. It's like right down on like Penn Avenue. There's this thing. This dude's been parking there forever. And the whole traffic's got to swerve around this dude. It's crazy. Funny. Another Pittsburgh thing. Another Pittsburgh thing. If you're just driving down Penn, you go, why is this guy parked in front of the Evergreen Cafe? I got to swerve around them. Been doing that for like 30 years. Insane. But one thing that we just kind of, you know, just kind of another little thing in life, a little, whoop, what was that? A little road bump. That was a little road bump. Okay, no big deal. Oh, there's another one. And before you know it, they just pile them on. And I can't stand these people that park backwards. There should be ticketing for people that park backwards. He's like, excuse me, I got to back into this space. You got to back in. You big baby, you got forward and reverse on your car. Do it like everybody else does. You know, it's just that pompous, like you got to make a quick getaway. Like, uh-oh, I'm robbing the bank. That's the thing. They should be given a ticket for suspicious behavior. You're parking backwards. Why is this person want to leave so fast? What kind of unscrupulous behavior is happening here? Why has this person got to back in? What is it like his temper's going to flare? I can't back out. I got to floor it and peel out. That is one of the most, that to me should be ticketed. You should be ticketed. And then people that park in the compact thing and they don't have a compact car, I actually should make some fake tickets. It'd be really easy to do. And not like these stupid tickets that just insult people. I mean, make them look like real tickets. And it's so easy to do. You get like a regular ticket, parking ticket. You scan it into your computer. You change a few things. And you change the language where it says, you know, wow, 25. And the cool thing is leave the address the same. Like it's still going to the city. So it still seems like you're not getting any money out. But there's get a real charge out of it that you actually ticket somebody $25 if they're backing into a space or if they took a compact space, you know, and just have all those ready and make them look real. Put them on that weird flimsy paper that they use, that thermo paper. It'd be easy to do. And give everybody fake tickets, you know, for things that annoy you. And not like, oh, you know, with not insult them, not call them a jagoff or anything. A very formal looking ticket for parking in backwards. Taking up two spaces. Taking up two spaces. And actually being ready to ticket somebody when they park in the handicap spot. I never saw anybody ever get ticketed for parking in the handicap spot when they're not handicapped. I see somebody, oh, I'm just running in for a minute. You got that ticket ready, right? It's $100 that they have to send to the city for parking, because parking in the handicap. And you start nailing these people. That's hilarious. It's like parking vigilante. Now, that would make it all worth it. Not like, oh, my meter ran out of time. That's boring. You get somebody for like, you know, parking in a fire, one of those fire lanes, because they're going to go, they have to go in the pet store real quick and get something for their doggy, but they don't want to really get a real space. Or they park, like I'm saying, in a handicapped space. Or that kind of thing. And make these tickets like $100 and make them look real. People get away with, if we're going to get people for just parking violations, let's make it fun. Let's make it fun. Let's really nail them, you know? Scan that ticket in and make it look real and give them a nice hefty charge. And the money's going to go to the city. It's not like you're trying to rip somebody off. You're trying to teach them a lesson. But sadly, human beings never learn lessons. Especially, that's why with priests, back in the priests and preachers, they have the same sermons. Oh, I mean, you're not going to learn anything new going to church. You know, you go to church, it's like, oh, that thing again? That thing again? It's like reruns of God. You know, what's this again? I've been going to church 20 years. When are you going to tell me something new? When's the, this is, this, these are 3,000-year-old stories. How about something new? You know? Ain't no new stories. All right. Big new Prince. The Fall. All right, since you didn't think you'd get away with a fall, we did Hip Priest. Here's Big rock, New Prince. Zombo in your brain today. Preach, preachers, rock, and all that stuff. Preaching to the choir. RCT.
friends. 7:30. God have given Pastor a message of faith for you. A message of faith for you. The devil have gone far enough. The devil have gone far enough. Prayer warriors, meet me on my knees, on your knees, Friday night at 7:30. And listen now, my friends, the prayer tower is open. The prayer tower is open right now. You that need prayer, my God, the prayer team are sitting by the telephones right now to pray the prayer of faith for you.
Yes, we be in service this morning.
And you obeyed.
Yes, I did. So the pastor could pray for me. And I came this morning, and I feel in my body that God has delivered me. And he died for you, mama. God, for your heart, tell you.
Somebody praise the Lord. What did the Lord do for you today, honey?
God brought me back to the house of the Lord once again with me and my son. My mother brought me here, and I feel that God has touched me.
You believe God done touched you?
He has touched me.
Somebody give the Lord a hand clap.
Thank you.
right, there we go. Do we need all 7 minutes of Deacon Blues? You know the song, right? Needless to say, it is Paul in the CBDBD store. It's birthday today. That's right, it's 307. He's been listening to this radio show for quite a while. Needless to say, I'm sure that's something they enjoy. Me talking over one of his favorite songs. Whatevs. Right here in your brain, should tell you, I guess I told you enough stuff so far. But today's show, it's all songs about preachers, priests, deacons, priestesses, and other assorted holy fellers. And it's strange that it's so strange, that whole idea, because like they're supposed to be like mentors of the community too, which I think is kind of crazy. And you know, because like people would go there before, like way back when, before marriage counselors, you talk to your priest if you were having any marital trouble. I swear, you would do that. I mean, what's this guy? People actually talk to priests before they get married. What does this guy know? What does this priest know about like relationships with intimate relationships? That's a good way to put it. What does he really know about intimate relationships? Not a lot. Yeah, it's like, to me, it's like going to an electrician to ask about plumbing. How's this plumbing work? Well, I know about electricity. Yeah, but how about plumbing? You're a wise guy. You went to electricity school. I don't know, man. Those guys always give me the heebie-jeebies. All of them. I don't know. It's strange that people get the... Some folks don't get the calling, and then they don't, and then they lose it, and they misplace it. It's got to be a strange life. It's got to be a strange life. The celibacy alone's got to blow. Yeah, that's got to make you crazy right off the get-go. You'll be hearing voices. You'll be hearing voices, all kinds of crazy voices, and doing crazy things. Things start, all the plumbing gets all backed up. Then you got to call the electrician to help you with your plumbing. So today's show is all priests, preachers, reverends, and things of that nature. I should tell you one more little thing here. And I like little things. The nice, succinct little things. Right? So it's like, here, okay, here you go. Put out forest, put out a fire. Take adapt a forest fire, okay? You know, clear it, and then put out your fire, or a wildfire become a forest fire. Okay, because this is actually true now, because only you can prevent forest fires. Because they got rid of everybody else. So just you. You better be vigilant. When you make that wildfire, you make sure you sit on it after it's done, Fonz. That's right. Let's finish some Deacon Blues. Got some more requests coming up. Zombo in your brain. 88.3. Today's show all about pre... Oh, and by the way, I should tell you what we played while I got you here. I did Help Me Somebody, and then it was kind of cool. There's all these remixes of Help Me Somebody. That was by David Byrne and Brian Eno. So I had to play that. I know some of that was kind of like noisy and freaky, but you don't hear that stuff every day. You hear Deacon Blues all the time. There's not a day goes by where they don't play Deacon Blues. You know, but geez, 7 minutes of Deacon Blues. And I'm on 3 hours. That's like 3% of my show right there is Deacon Blues, a song you could hear anywhere. So let's get to some requests here. We got one from the Melnick. Another one from Paul. We got the Reverend Mr. Black coming up by the King Stan Trio. That is right. He is a king, and his name was Stan, and he had a trio. So let's get the King Stan Trio coming up here. As soon as these guys are done with a saxophone solo that went on for like 4 minutes. So anyhow, if you ever meet Walter Becker, never tell him about Yacht Rock. He hates that term, Yacht Rock. Is it Walter Becker or Don Fagan? I don't know. Either of those guys hate the term Yacht Rock, even though that's about as yachty as you get. Reverend Mr. Black, the King Stan Trio featuring Stan.
He rode easy in the saddle. He was tall and lean. And at first he thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. But one look in his eyes and you knowed you was wrong. He was a mountain of a man, and I want you to know he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible in a canvas sack, and the folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing. I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself, or nobody else can walk it for me. I got to walk it by myself. If ever I could have thought that this man in black was soft, had any yellow up his back, I gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in and it wasn't a prey. Yeah, he kicked open the meeting house door and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. He hit that reverend like the kick of a mule, and to my way of thinking, it took a pure fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. Well, that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, a man among men. Then he let that lumberjack hit him again, and then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself, or nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. It's been many years since we had to part, and I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him, yes sir, and I don't regret it. Hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, because I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk